There's another one that I really don't know how you make it. I think it's more similar to syrup than to jelly. But you put it on bread lots of times, and I don't know how you make it, where it comes from. I think it comes from trees. I'm not sure. Molasses. Anyway, that's
molasses. Oh, no, that is out of cane.
Oh, you make out of cane?
Syrup cane. You know, we used to grow, sorghum canes, what they called it. And we used to grow it and make molasses out of it.
If I wanted to describe molasses and it wasn't thin, I might say molasses blank thick. Molasses.
Real thick.
Okay, if I wanted to say molasses blank real thick and make a sentence out of it, I'd either say molasses is or molasses are. Which would you say?
Molasses. You'd have to put the in front of it. The molasses are real thick.
Are.
Yeah.
Okay. If I had a something made out of leather, and it were cowhide, it might have stamped on it blank cowhide, and it would mean not artificial.
Real.
Yeah, it means real, but usually if you see it stamped on leather like this, they don't use the word real. They'd say blank cowhide, blank snake skin. You know the word?
Catches on shore.
It starts with a G. I'll give you a hint.
Good.
No? Do you remember the... Well, that's okay. We'll come back to it in a minute. Maybe in a minute. Some vegetables, for example, you can buy them in a package, or if you don't want to buy them by the package, you can buy them by the bunch, you know. And you're saying you're buying them in...
Bulk.
Okay. The two spices that you have usually sitting on your kitchen table.
Salt and pepper.
Alright. If I wanted someone to hand me a piece of fruit that was red and it grows on trees and it keeps the doctor away if you eat one a day, I might say
apple.
Okay, and if I wanted to tell somebody that I wanted an apple, I might say, hey Rita,
hand me an apple.
But if I didn't want to say hand me,
give me.
Okay. I might say, I saw the boys that broke the window out of your house. And you might say, which boys? These boys? And I might say, oh no, blank boys. Not these boys, but
them boys.
Okay. If I wanted to tell you that my hat was on the chair on the other side of the room, I might say, you'd say, where's your hat? And I'd say, oh, it's not in here, but it's
in the other room.
Okay. If I didn't want to say it's in the other room, though, I
in
just wanted.
Young.
Okay. Is there any other way you'd say it?
It's in there.
And I might. Instead of saying it's in there, I might say it's
in yonder.
Okay. It's not here, it's in yonder.
Okay.
Is there a difference in short distances? And if you said it's over there, does that have to be a long distance or can it be a short
distance? No, it would be a short distance. From to me.
Over there would be a short distance.